You know you love us.
We're here.
We are. Anna, you're so glamorous. I wish Cece, listeners, if you don't know, the 6-year-old that I nanny, I wish she knew how much we quote her on this podcast.
I wish she knew, and I wish, hey, Marty also knew.
I mean, the fact
what
that Janet,
a legend right, he is.
Yeah, right. He is a legend. Janet Brooks, the theater legend of Chicago, yes. Thinks it is so funny and so random.
She's did she like, see wow. our review?
I Shout showed out it to her.
Yeah. What did she think?
She was like, oh my God. She was like, that is ridiculous and amazing. I was like, so you're famous now, just on our podcast, but you're famous.
But you're famous.
Nonetheless.
Yes. Shout out to Sarah, who left that review.
Yes. Oh, my God.
We loved it.
The
we were
title.
So tickled. Oh hey, Marty,
hey,
believe me.
Fuck you. Hey, fuck you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Oh, whose week is it?
Let's just say it's yours. Take it away, okay, T.
Y'all, welcome back to another episode of You Know You Love Us. I'm Tyler.
I'm Hannah.
Welcome. Sorry, my voice still sounds crazy from like being sick and losing my voice last week. So
again,
I'm like,
Demi Moore is shook. Esmeralda wishes.
It's like I can only do like whistle tones. Like I'm like, or I can do like this. So
yeah,
Chuck Bass is going to be good today.
I think. You could do a good Chuck Bass. You could do a good Countess Luann.
Yes.
Yeah.
Countess.
I love when she goes in one of the early seasons, how dare you go below the belt and mention my marriage?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. And then her daughter in the preview for next week's episode of Roni. I love her daughter, and her daughter's voice is honestly like unreal.
Yes.
It's so low. And she's like, yeah, mom, you're so much better. And I was like, wow, I am shook. People wish they had that fucking voice. She could be making so much money off voiceover.
She really could.
Hannah. Yeah. How's your week?
Pretty good. Yeah. What did I do? I did find something out in this past week that post-pandemic FOMO for me is really bad. Like now that we weren't allowed to get together for a year, it's like every social event I get invited to, in my mind, I register it as the last one. So I'm like, if I can't be there, then I'll never see these people again, and I'll miss out on all the memories. And like, so that's been something, it's been an obstacle. Yeah. Yes. Which I've talked about with you. Mm-hmm. I have to talk about with my therapist still. But you know, I did decide, and I was telling this off the mic, that, you know, we've discussed how I have this annoying trait where I only like things when I decide to like them. The rest of the world can love them, and I can be 10 years late and I don't care. I need to get to things on my own time. And now, listeners, you heard it here first. I like TikTok now, and I know I'm about a year and a few months late, but I have arrived.
She's arrived.
Follow me at Hannah A. Brown Zero. Let's make me go viral.
Honestly, let's make her go viral. It's insane that well, you've gotten some TikTok fame, like, you know, like I had one
that did good.
Blew the fuck up. Yes.
That was crazy.
Unreal. But that's like you told me, it's like TikTok is pure chaos. It's like whatever happens, no one fucking knows. You might as well just make something you love and put it out there.
Yeah.
My friend, Emma Tyler. Oh my God. Best name ever.
Oh my God.
She and I had a conversation about TikTok once, and she gave me that advice and was just like, you should make whatever you want, because if you like it, people will like it.
Yes.
And she was like, and it doesn't matter. And I think that's true across like any social.
I agree.
Know? Like, just make whatever you like, because And then if people don't like it, it's like, if then people don't like it, I don't care because I like it.
Exactly. You know what I mean? That's why it's on my page.
Exactly.
Look at Britney Spears. She's like, here's a picture of a red refrigerator because I thought it was cool.
I love it. I mean, an icon, a true icon.
Come on. And
I saw something that was like, oh, yeah, you know, this is the, you know, it's like when you go to someone's page or their feed, it's like, you were, think about it like you're coming to their home. And like, mm-hmm. if you don't like how it's decorated, like you don't have to tell them. You could just like be nice and polite and leave. You don't have to like anything they have in their home.
I love that.
Like, that's a vibe. I think that absolutely. It's mm-hmm. like, let people do their shit. If it makes them happy, and it's not harming anyone, like who fucking cares?
Yes.
Keep it moving.
I'm
here for your TikTok fame. If you aren't following her, you must. She's literally all of my inspo. She's fire. She's great.
You're my inspo, Tyler. Everyone Hannah. Needs to be following Tyler. Tyler, while we're on the topic of TikTok, will you go ahead and plug yours, please? Go on. Yes. Give it a plug.
Go on. Hey. hey, body. Yeah, it's Tyler McMeredith. Same as my Instagram handle. Mm-hmm. Just anything Disney, Star Wars, Marvel, you know, it's all in there. Everyone
it's
says
so good.
Well, you're really kind. I feel like maybe I should narrow down. Everyone's like, well, you need a niche. And I was like, bitch, this is my niche. All of it. I do it all. Okay.
It's all your niche. How about what you like is your niche?
That's what I think. And I get that. I mean, you know, I'm like, I get why people say that. But I'm also like, but why can't I like have a gauntlet and then also have like
a crown
and also have a stormtrooper helmet? Like, don't put limits on me. Okay?
No, please don't. She can't be tamed. She can't be shamed. And the immortal words of Miley Cyrus.
My God. Do you ever have days where you're like, oh, I miss Miley Cyrus. I mean, she's still here, but you know, yeah. I'm like, I long for her. And then I like immediately go listen to The Climb and like weep.
Yeah. Different era of Miley.
Yeah. Different era of Miley. I mean, I still love current Miley. I think
still
she's
love Miley.
Fucking fire.
Yeah.
But they covered The Climb. Sorry, spoiler alert, I guess. On High School Musical, The Musical, The Series last week. Mm-hmm. And I was so emotional. Or last week before, I think. I just was like, you can't fuck. When someone slays this song, like, I'm out, man. It's such a good song.
Honestly, like, it's objectively good. I love a cheesy song, too. Like, literally.
Me too.
Like, me the too. Leaning Tower of Cheesa. Like, give it to me. I love it.
Swiss, mozzarella, Gouda. Yeah.
Come on. Easy cheese. Cheese whiz. On my head. I love it all.
Oh my God. All I pictured was Goofy movie. So
me too. Gonna, that was a point. Yes.
Yeah. You get it.
But yeah, I love like, I remember when the fight song came out and I
oh
would
my
like,
God,
I would like cry. Be like, can you hear my voice this time?
Love's on my one song. I mean, dead. Honestly, dead. Yeah. Oh, so good. Also, just like speaking of nostalgia, I don't know if you saw that Taylor is, T-Swift is re-releasing Red, Taylor's version of Red, extended songs, 30 songs, like fucking that to me, that Red was my shit. Like
that's
Red,
Jake's favorite Taylor too.
But Reputation is my all. Like
that, yeah.
Yeah. You and I are Reputation gals, but Red is also my shit. So like I was like, damn. I mean, so I'm up in my feelings. I'm very excited.
I love her pettiness though, being like, fuck you, Scooter Braun. Like I will re-release it and it's mine now.
I love that shit. Good for her. What a bad bitch.
Can I tell you my dream last night? This is couldn't be more relevant to what we're discussing.
Oh my God. Yes.
Please. Now, you know, I've been having, and the listeners know as well, I've been having some dreams lately. Okay.
Some dreams.
Had two dreams in this last week. Had a dream that Noel from Felicity and I were looking at Christmas decorations. And then Jennifer Garner, who played his girlfriend in the show, Hannah, showed up and he was like off getting another Christmas decoration. She was like, hey, Hannah, what's up? And I was like, oh, I didn't know he was still dating Hannah. And then I felt terrible. So I had like a Felicity dream.
Wow.
Shit went down when we were looking at Christmas decorations.
Oh my God.
But also, I
love that for so many reasons. I love.
Again, like not a sex dream, shopping for Christmas decorations with Noel from Felicity.
It's
again,
intimate.
Arguably more intimate. Like,
argue, Listen, if we're shopping for Christmas decor together, if I trust you enough to go on a Christmas shopping journey with me, that's basically like trusting you to look over my child.
I mean, I was going to say, like, hold my child.
Hold my infant, my newborn.
My other dream, this was last night. I was at this big concert, and the concert was Cobra Starship and Leighton Meester playing together. It was like an acoustic set. Okay, dying.
Full circle for you. Yes.
I know, but then... Okay. The Cobra Starship guy, don't know his name, sorry, goes, and now Leighton Meester, I think they were on a first name basis. Like, Leighton's going to sing a solo song. And she like gets on a stool and she like plays a guitar and she starts singing the Taylor Swift song New Year's Day, but with different lyrics. And I was like, you guys, I was like looking around. I was like, does anyone realize this is New Year's Day? And everyone's like, what? And I was like, this was Leighton Meester's song first and Taylor Swift stole it from her. I mean, obviously, Leighton Meester's songs came out way before Taylor's. Like, she stole it. And in my dream, I was like, I am going to write this wrong because Taylor Swift stole a song from Leighton Meester. And then I woke up being like, Hannah, what the fuck? It's like the fact that my subconscious is like this obsessed with pop culture. Like, it's been a while, but like, we are back. I am like in it.
I love that for you. Wow. That is so fascinating on so many levels. And I love that my subconscious was like, let's talk about Taylor Swift. And you were like, let's, because now I know that she stole a song from Leighton Meester.
Stole a song from Leighton Meester. And she, you know, I don't know why my dream thought that, because we all know that Taylor Swift is like an amazing songwriter and like would never steal a song from anyone.
Wow, Hannah.
But in my brain, Leighton Meester originated the song New Year's Day.
I would love to unpack that. I wish I knew more about dreamscapes. You know what I mean? Like, wow. Fascinating. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. No. Wow. That's incredible. Really obsessed with that for you.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of like what else even happened last week. Like, bravo, bravo, fucking bravo. You know, I mean, same old, same old.
Bored.
Like, I'm a little bored. I mean, you know, I mean, we already talked about, you know, how exciting we actually might be for OC. But I thought Beverly Hills was like fine. It's like fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm just like on my Loki binge, just like really living for Tom Hiddleston and anything. He can do no wrong. I also saw a TikTok of it was someone had created like when you first lock eyes with all of the Marvel guys. I'll find it. I'll send it to you.
Please.
It literally is just all of them in interviews or some like somehow like looking up and locking eyes and like smiling with someone. And I was like, I literally like my body is hot. It is hot. Wow. Wow. I like I just got full body chills thinking about it again.
Oh my God. I can't wait to see this.
It's really sexy.
Wow. 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 I'm on season 3 of Felicity now.
Oh my God. How many seasons are there?
4.
Wow. Only 4? I thought there were like a ton. I don't know why.
Only 4, which really sucks. But... I'm not as into the current season as I was until like season 1 and like beginning of season 2, but like, I'm not going to stop. But my favorite nighttime ritual now is to like, get like, just like put on my lotion in bed while I watch a TV show. I'm like, am I turning into like a 90s mom? Like sitting in bed, watching TV and putting on my lotion.
But that's such a vibe for you, you know, like a chessy, like Parent Trap vibe. Like that is your vibe. And I love that you embrace that. Like, you know what I mean?
Do you ever watch TV in your room?
Always. That's like how I go to sleep. Yes.
I didn't know. If I could guess, I would have thought that you were like, I read like a chapter of like Harry Potter and then I fall asleep. And I mean that in the sweetest way. I don't mean that in like a bitchy way.
No, I get it. Honestly though, when I say that I love having a TV in our room because I turn it on when I put clothes away. Like I'll turn it on. I'll even like, you know, sometimes I'll just like eat lunch in here because it's so sunny and beautiful and I just like love it. Like I love our bedroom so much. But no, I always fall asleep to generally a British show. Mm-hmm. But I too will like I get my little face rollers. They're right here. I get my
swipe
little
up.
Face swipe up. I'm so obsessed with them. Opens one, has to put
show
it on
me.
Face.
Show me.
Oh my God. These guys. They're like giant spoons, y'all. And they have liquid inside, so they get so fucking cold. Oh my God. Shout out to Hallie Mayo, the esthetician that she turned me on to in Arkansas, gave me these, and I am dead forever for these.
Amazing.
Truly. But yeah, no, I just sit here and like watch TV as, you know, and like sitting up in bed and like will look at my phone or like, you know, read emails. I live, and it's always like
so luxurious.
It's so luxurious. And I generally do like a British TV show. Right now I'm on like, I think it's like The Great Family Cook-Off. It's similar to like Great British Baking Show, but it's like where families are amazing chefs. Like they're cooking their own recipes and it's British and they're so cool and so cute and the food looks so good. And I honestly live. And it's so soothing. Yeah, it's so soothing. Oh, meanwhile, Jeff is watching fucking Forensic Files in the living room. And then I watched 10 minutes of it and immediately it was like, cool. Well, I shouldn't have watched any of this. I only watched 10 minutes and now I'm convinced that I will be murdered in my sleep tonight. Yep, so I won't sleep. Yeah. I didn't realize you're not a horror gal either. Like a real life.
I used to be.
Okay. I used to love
true crime. I used to love horror movies. Now I don't know what the fuck happened. I cannot do it.
I can't either, Han. I can't do it.
Why would I want to do that?
Thank you. But several of my best friends, junkies.
I know.
Like in the way, I think it soothes them in the way that Bravo soothes us.
Yeah. They're like, whoa, that's so crazy. It's almost like escapism. But I'm like, here's the thing. It's not escapism because these are average people like you and me who somehow got brutally murdered. Like why would,
right.
It could be anyone. That's what's fucking scary about it.
Someone figuring out your route home. Fucking horrifying.
Right. Yeah, oh, like I'm a woman in society and literally just walking around in the middle of the day is scary. But yeah, let me listen to true crime. Sure.
I know I can't, but I respect him. And I, again, was like, cool. So still can't handle it. So like, I'll be in the other room.
Yeah, watching a happy show about British families cooking.
Exactly. Watching like pixie dust and nonsense and cotton candy clouds. Like love I can't. That.
Love La La Land with jelly beans, as Kelly Ben Simone once said. I'll be in my La La Land with cartwheels and jelly beans. And you can be out here with your vile behavior. Enjoy that.
Oh my God. Wow. Bye. Scary Island for life. Honestly. Oh my God.
I think I decided that there's a birthday tradition that I would like to start. Last year on my birthday, I watched, I think, all three episodes of Scary Island, like in a row. Like I had been in a pool all day and I was kind of tired. And so it was like a mid-afternoon, like before dinner. And I kind of just like sat there in my towel and watched all three episodes of Scary Island. I think I want to do that again this year.
I think that's a great tradition. Right? It's like watching the season one, you know, or like all of the season's Thanksgiving episodes of Gossip Girl.
So soothing.
On Thanksgiving.
So soothing.
So soothing. I always do that with the Office Christmas episodes.
Yes. I love.
Iconic.
That was segue.
Oh my God. Yeah. Speaking of Gossip Girl.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here, y'all.
You know, if we ever had a Patreon, we could just do like hour-long Kiki episodes.
Would y'all be into that? Seriously, let us know.
Seriously, let us know.
Actually, I think that's a great idea. Time stamped, 11 a.m. on the dot.
I'm not adverse to a Patreon page for this. I'm really not.
Me neither. All right, we'll talk about it.
With Gossip Girl fanfic. Okay.
Honestly, I can't wait. I can't wait. Okay. About Dorota. Yeah.
Yes. We need Dorota fanfic. We need
Eric.
Yes, we need Mr. Not Enough Cyrus Rose fanfic. We need Rumples fanfic.
Oh my God, Rumples. Well, we'll get to it. I mean,
forever in our hearts.
Forever in our hearts. Like, get the fuck out of here. Just so glad that you've exited stage left, honestly.
Yeah.
On the Upper East Side, Gossip Girl tells us that death's sad chapter comes with a silver lining or a gold one. And like, Chuck is getting ready and he puts on Bart's tie. Jack steps out of the limo at the palace. And Blair arrives because they're going to do the reading of Bart's will. Mm-hmm. And B is just like in this aubergine, double-breasted, like high collar coat. And I live. I mean,
we love to see.
We do. It's so stunning. And Jack is like, you know, he's like, the only thing that Chuck will need support for is the influx into his bank account. And like, it's just, ugh, he's such a fucking skeeze. And then he looks at Blair and is like, come out with me tonight. And B is like, no, I'm not interested. And Jack's like, well, you seemed interested on New Year's. And I'm like, what happened on New Year's? Dying.
So gross. Also, like, listen, no judgment. We all make mistakes. You know, exactly. Let's bring it back to Miley. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. But I'm like, Blair, what in the ever loving fuck were you thinking? You hooked up with Bart's brother. That is so gross. Like Chuck's uncle.
I'm trying to. Well, and you know, I always try and not spoil it for myself and try and just like relive it because I know there was a reason. Yes, I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I think there was a reason.
There had to be a reason.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She's a smart girl. She wouldn't just like do that for shits and gigs.
Not. And Blair's like, yeah, I mean, the only thing that matters is what it meant to me. And it meant literally nothing. And Jack is like, well, do you think we should see what it means to Chuck? He's like, yeah, let's go ahead and ask him. And B's like, no, let's not. And then fucking Jack is like, oh, I see someone didn't come to play today. And I was like, fucking ew, shove off, Jack.
Shove off.
Goodbye.
And then Jack goes to find Chuck, right? And... Or Chuck comes out.
Yes, in his Burberry trench.
Chuck comes out in his Burberry trench. And Jack's like, I'm going to be running Bass Industries and you're about to inherit $1 billion. And Chuck is basically just like, my dad was always a dick to me. And I assume he's going to be a dick to me in his will. So this is like my last chance to put him in his place.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that he was like, this will have so many strings attached. I'll look like a marionette. And he just was like in a full place of like a stepbrother from Game of Thrones. Like this whole episode, he's just like slinking, shoulder work. Like, there was a total vibe. And Nate shows up to be supportive.
So sweet.
I miss Nate, honestly.
I was very comforted when he's like, hey, figured you could use some support. And Chuck kind of like softened a little and was like, oh, like you could tell he was like happy that Nate was there. It's cute. Like,
damn, he looks good.
He's looking good.
Archibald gets hotter and hotter. I tell you.
He does. He does. Like a fine wine, he just gets better with time. Then best Dan and Jenny are in the loft and they're on their way to school. They're getting ready to go. And Jenny's like, okay, admit it. Dad and Lily are totally hooking up on this trip to Boston. And Dan's like, what? No, that's not what's happening. And he's being all weird about it because he's the only one who knows what's actually going on in Boston.
Oh my God.
And Jenny puts on her like studded wool jacket. And then she has this like, okay, what we think is a striped duster that has fingerless gloves built into the sleeves.
Hannah, it's like, please explain. It's like, you know how Lululemon tops have like the thumb holes?
Yes.
Like they have, that makes sense to
for
me.
For running.
This legitimately had thumb holes and finger holes, right? Like it was a legit fucking fingerless glove moment.
In the sleeves of this duster. Okay. Also, she was a skater girl.
That's the LA. I said a full place of Avril Lavigne meets Betsy Johnson. Like, truly.
Honestly, that is Little J's aesthetic at this juncture.
Yes. Yes. And why was she wearing like a schoolgirl necktie around her neck and then had an other tie draped around her shoulders?
Explain. I had questions.
We had a lot of questions.
Confusing. But Jay is on to the fact that Dan is in denial because of Serena, just like about whatever's going on with Rufus and Lily.
Yes.
And then Serena calls Dan, but he ignores it because he's just having a tough time processing everything.
Honestly, this whole episode, I was like, if you knew a secret of that magnitude about your significant other, like I couldn't not. He does a way better job than I would do, probably than either of us would do. We couldn't keep that secret.
He tells Vanessa eventually. I'm like, I would have told like my best friend like immediately and then been like, don't tell anyone. And then it would have gotten around like really quick.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have been 1-800 straight to Clayton Meester. 1-800 straight to Holly Mayo, you know?
Like, totally.
Absolutely.
It's like, hey, did you know that I might share a sibling with my significant other?
And they'd be like,
no
I
shit.
I love that Vanessa was like very reserved and like level headed about it.
Yeah.
I would have fainted.
I know. Put me in a casket.
Ooh. We are back at the office where the will is being read, and B is just like super pissed about not being VIP and being told to wait in the lobby with Nate. And so she tries to listen at the door, and inside, the lawyer agrees that Jack is Chuck's legal guardian, and he will get Chuck will get access to his trust on his 18th birthday. And Jack truly is only interested in who's getting majority stake of this company. And the lawyer then hands Chuck a letter from Bart that he wanted him to have. We're like, scandal, what is that? And Chuck doesn't want to read it because he's like, he's just going to say I'm an embarrassment that I wore too much purple. And I loved that.
I know, me too.
I was like, that was fucking great.
I was like, and Willy Jack, Wonka at it again.
Oh my God, Willy Wonka, Jack, bullshit river, downstream. okay. And Jack goes to open it and B's like, no, I'll read it. And she reads it out loud and Bart bequeathed, what a great word.
Love that word.
The majority of share, all this language makes me feel like very important. Like saying like majority stakeholder, like I'm like,
yes, language,
yes, jargon. So he bequeathed the majority of shares in the company to Chuck. But Chuck is like, I don't want it. Like, he's like, no, he can't, basically, like, he can't be a dick to me while he's alive and then do this to me after he's passed. He's setting me up. And then he immediately gives it to Jack. And I was like, why? No.
I know. And then Jack, like, creepily winks at the villain he is.
He is such a villain. He's like Littlefinger from Game of Thrones. Like, he just, I don't know if that show
resonates
for you. Okay. Yeah. I mean, any big like Disney villain, like he has some Jafar energy, I think.
Totally. You know?
Marry the princess.
Yeah.
Me.
He's also the, yeah. Oh no. That's
Dave
perfect.
Of Wonders.
I also somehow Jafar also went back to like Julia Childs because everything
water.
Right. And the caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland. So good.
Eric and Serena are walking.
Cozy and Coats. Yeah.
Cozy and Coats, both looking very chic. And Eric is like a little miffed. He's like, three times this week I planned a dinner with Jonathan, and every time Jenny just happened to show up. And I love how even when Eric is angry, it's like sweet. It's like, oh, that's so cute.
He is the cutest, sweetest human.
So cute. He's like a little claymation boy.
Oh my God. He is straight out of Rudolph. Like, he is
totally.
He's just like, well, you better follow me to the North Pole. And I'm like, yes, Eric, totally. Whatever you say.
Whatever you say, you cute little claymation boy. And then S is like, well, she doesn't have anyone. I mean, the mean girls hate her. You have to give her some time to make new friends. Mm-hmm. And Eric's like, he's had enough at this point. He's like, doesn't she get having a boyfriend means wanting to be alone? And she's like, yeah, it seems to be a problem with the whole Humphrey clan, which actually made me laugh. I was like, Serena's right. Like, the Humphreys have an issue with their friends and boundaries.
Truly. Oh, 100%. And is that when they get to school? She runs into Dan.
Yeah, because she's basically she knows that Dan's avoiding her, and she claims she's like, she claims she knows for a fact that nothing's going on with Lily and Rufus, and Dan has to stop being paranoid.
Yes. I said it's a yikes for me, y'all. This is a yikes. Like, I do not feel for I feel for either of them. Like, this is just like, oh, it's cringy. Major
It's so soapy. Like, this episode was ridiculously soapy.
Oh my God. We'll get to the Boston of it all.
Yes. Yeah,
Jesus Christ. And at the Boston Adoption Agency, Rufus gets a call from Dan, and Dan's like, listen, I don't like lying to my girlfriend. And apparently Lily is going to tell them as soon as she gets back, which, again, I'm like, I don't know that this was the best plan, you know? Hello, Gossip Girl, New York City, they're teenagers. Like, it's going to get around, you know?
It's going to get around.
And I understand her wanting to protect them, but I'm like, you know your kids, you know?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the evil stepsisters overhear Dan, at evil stepsisters plus Nelly is how I'd like to categorize that.
Totally.
And they're like, oh my God, we have to tell S. And Nelly's like, we don't even know what he's lying about. Like, maybe we shouldn't, you know, say anything. And P's like, stop talking. Last time I checked, you were still on probation. And And oh my God, poor Nelly.
And then she's like, well, she like looks down. She's like, we should at least tell Blair. And they're like, no, we can't because she's spending too much time with Chuck. Like Penelope is so over it. She's like on a major power trip. And then Isabel's like, well, his dad just died. And Penelope's like, yeah, a month ago. And Nelly just looks horrified. She's like, oh,
oh my God. She is such a truly,
truly
call me bleep. Call me bleep me if you want to read me.
Read. If you take call me bleep me if you want to bleep me.
And yeah, I was, and so apparently they're on their own for this one. Like they can't, you know, they can't answer to Blair. They're going rogue,
which is why chaos eventually ensues. Oh, they cannot be trusted.
Yeah. They're a mess.
They need a queen to instruct them.
They really do.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Chuck leaves the palace after the reading of the will. Blair goes after him and Chuck is like, it's like he's setting me up to fail from beyond the grave. And she encourages him and tells him that she knows he can do it. And she's like, finish reading the letter. I know this episode made me so angry for her, but we'll get there.
Same. And then I loved like Jack staring at them like he looked like through the glass door. Like he looked like one of those busts from the Haunted Mansion. Like,
totally.
He was just like, he's like, and grimming ghost, you know, like, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah,
totally. I love that part of that ride.
Honestly, okay, that ride at Christmas at Disneyland cannot be touched.
So
cannot
fun.
Be touched. I mean, and it's the best at Disneyland. I'll so always admit that. It's so good.
Thank you.
Thank you for liking someone who lives my here. Company. Yes, yeah. Right. Back at Constance, everyone in the courtyard gets the Gigi blast about Dan and like everyone starts staring at him. Poor Dan. Like, you know, I think Dan is like just a narcissistic writer, but there are moments where I'm like, God damn it, y'all. Like,
I know.
Leave him alone.
Right. Because all the evil stepsisters heard was like him being like, I don't like keeping secrets from my girlfriend and like lying to her. So that's why Gigi is like, ooh, is Dan cheating on S? Does Georgina ring a bell?
Oh, not good.
Shots fired,
dude.
Okay. But yeah. Tyler. Yeah. After this episode, weren't you like laughing? Like it was so blatant in this episode that the writers still didn't know who Gossip Girl was. Cause I'm like, 100%. If Dan is Gossip Girl, this episode is fucking ridiculous. Like it makes no sense if that's actually the case.
Yes. I was thinking about that too. I was like, so he clearly hadn't been Gossip Girl yet.
No, they hadn't decided.
No, cause it's insane. Or he is just such a sociopath.
Where he's like, I don't give a shit about my family. Guess what? My girlfriend's mom and my dad might share a love child.
Right. Unreal. Yes.
Wild.
Now we're back with Chuck. Mm-hmm. Chuckster. Charles. Mm-hmm.
Charles Bass.
And he confronts Jack and he's like, I read my dad's letter. He's like, listen, I owe you a lot, Jack. And Jack makes this comment about a Thai waitress that was incredibly inappropriate. So
and transphobic, racist. I hated it all.
Me too. It was so fucked up.
Yeah.
And Chuck is like, he's like, I want to take over the company. He's like, this is what, you know, my dad wanted. So I want to do right by him. And Jack is just not fucking buying this. He immediately is like, no fucking way. He's like, you're not ready. And Chuck's like, I'll find a place for you in the company, but I'm ready now. And Jack leaves. Chuck sits at his desk. Honestly, I was like kind of emotional seeing him sit at his father's desk, like taking over this company and like his wheels were turning. Like I think in this moment, it was also like kind of frightening. Like I was like, this is a lot.
Very Shakespearean, very Macbeth, like putting on the crown.
Yes. Power corrupts.
Yes.
Power.
But what is I that? Also power. Wrote. Is that a Shakespeare line? You would know this better than I would.
No. But it's that quote that it was like, ultimate power corrupts ultimately or something, you know, like something like that. Please just DM us. You know what I'm saying.
You know what I mean.
Oh, God.
But like, I also made a note. I was like, Chuck sits at Bart's desk and looks mighty comfortable and frankly, hot as fuck? Question mark.
Okay, listen.
I was very turned on by this, just like him like sitting and being like, okay. Yes.
Same, dude.
The confidence was really hot to me.
I mean, listen, Ed Westwick only gets hotter. I mean, all of the guys do, like, truly. Yeah. But there is something about someone being like coming into their own power that I'm like, okay, well, sign me the fuck up.
Yeah.
You can get it. Yeah, yeah. It was hot to me. It was
and I like
hot.
A man in a suit sometimes. Oh, not always, but sometimes.
Oh, I love suits. I'm like the, a little tie. Yeah. Nice fitting, like a skinny tapered leg, like she.
Oh my God. And like Dimitri Anastasia pants that just cup the butt just so. Yes,
just like, oh. Goodness. Just calling my husband out. He has a great butt, you know? I'm just saying, listen.
Jake
I'm
also has a great
like
butt.
It is. I bet he does. It's
like a little baseball player butt. It's like, yeah, boop.
That's what I was picturing. Like if Harry Potter was a baseball player, 100%.
He is so Noel from Felicity. It is fucking sickening.
Oh my God. Yes.
I was like, Jake, I hope you age like Scott Foley.
Oh my God. I can't wait to watch this starting September
1st. I can't.
I'm dying.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm honestly really happy for us that we're both with people who have good butts because, you know, it's like you don't appreciate it until you're dating someone with a good butt. And then you're like, what would I do without this butt in my life?
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's all I aspire to. It's like a good it's like looking at a statue. And I'm like, that's what I want. OK, yeah. Let's go to the gym, bitch.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do some squats.
Real quick. It's absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that's or ultimate amazing. Power corrupts. Yeah. So anyways, I just had to know that. Otherwise, I would have burned
good
down.
Good for you. Yeah. You're like, I need to know.
Yeah. I would have died.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Another moment where I felt bad for Dan was at school. He finds his locker has been broken into and he was picking up his sad little sack lunch with like kind bar and like an apple that's inevitably bruised and like his sandwich, his tuna sandwich. And he just looked like, God damn it. I felt really bad for him.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
And then Blair walks by and kicks a book. She's like, missed one.
Oh, she's the worst.
I know.
I love her, but she's the worst. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, Jack calls her, right?
Yes.
He's like, and B answers and is like, what do you want? And he's like, you, obviously. And I was like, gross. Okay.
Sick.
Again, go row your boat. Get out of here.
Shove off.
And Jack's like, he's like, I'm actually calling to apologize because this process wasn't what I thought it would be. And I want to make it right. I'm like, you're a fucking liar. You're tacky and I hate you and you're a liar, Jack Black. And he's like, I want to throw Chuck a party to celebrate him taking over the company. And B isn't into this. She's like, no, that's in poor taste. Like Bart just died. Like that's not a good idea. And I said, this is sus. This is not good.
Right.
And B is like, well, I'm having dinner with him tonight. And he knows I support him. And Jack is like, how about you round up his friends and I'll bring Chuck and like make it a surprise. And I said, row.
I know. Then Blair is like at least tasteful enough to be like, fine, it's a brunch though. Like, yes. Which I think if you're going to do this fucking weird party that Jack is plotting, I would argue that a brunch is more tasteful than like a rager.
Right. Agreed. You know? Yeah, I know. You're right.
Then meanwhile with Rufus and Lily, a.k.a. like Bummerfest 2008, those two.
Yes.
Rufus was able to track down or the like adoption guy was able to track down the adoptive family through Lily's lawyer, but it was a closed adoption. So the son has to register with a search service in order for Rufus and Lily to meet him. And Rufus is like, well, I want to find my own lawyer. Like he is like on a tear when it comes to meeting his son that he didn't know he had. And Lily's like, Rufus, he has a whole life we are not a part of. Think of someone other than yourself. Oh, and, yeah, the guy, basically the adoption agency guy is like, well, I'll try to talk to the adoptive parents and see if we can arrange something. But like, I can't guarantee that they're going to say yes.
Yeah, the stakes are so high and it really is like full soap opera.
Yes.
Like, yeah, it's a moment.
It was a moment.
And S is not really feeling, we're back at Constance, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like not really feeling that B is spending too much time with Chuck. And B is like, I just literally sounded like a Furby. Like I sounded like a fucking.
I loved it.
Like gremlin. But
it was accurate. Oh, thank you.
And B is like, she's like, also, why is Gossip Girl taking a hit out on Dan? And Blair tells her that, you know, Gossip Girl is saying that maybe Dan is cheating on her. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the evil stepsisters are sitting in like atrocious clashing plaid and like giggling. And mm-hmm. S is like, oh, I see they act alone now. And B is like, oh, it's so hard to find obedient minions. Mm-hmm. And then she heads off to her quote unquote platonic dinner with Chuck. It's like they are putting these evil stepsisters in these like colors in these wardrobes. And I'm like, you can't not have wanted us to think they were the evil stepsisters.
Oh, totally.
Like, it's so amazing and obvious.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then at Dylan's candy bar.
What a timely reference.
What a timely reference.
Hannah, when we got one of those in Chicago, I like lost my mind. I was like, right? Oh my God, going to Dylan's like in college. I was like,
Going to Dylan's. Okay.
Yeah, we're going. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like, did it start in New York or LA?
I thought it started in New York, but New York.
And then they got one in LA and then Chicago. Mm-hmm. I just remember thinking they were. Yeah. I've never been to a Dylan's candy bar to this day, but I remember like, oh my God, it was like so such fun. A New York tourist thing to do, to like go to Dylan's, yes, and get a shirt and like wear it to school the next week and be like, yes, I went to New York and I got this shirt from Dylan's.
Yeah. And like everything had your name on it. Like, mm-hmm, but when I went, they never have shit that says Tyler. Like, it's just, it is what it is. They never do. It is fucked up. Or it's like baseball in blue because Tyler's a boy's name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, suck my dick.
Anyways.
Truly.
But they're at Dylan's candy bar.
Needless to say, they're at Dylan's, okay?
Isn't it because Vanessa and like Nate aren't doing presents, but they're like getting each other, yes, candy for their, yes, anniversary? Anniversary of what? Like a month?
That's what I was going to ask you. My next note goes, I'm sorry, if like 14 days. Like how long has it been?
Right?
Okay.
And they're like doing a whole, they're like, we're not getting gifts, but we're going to go to dinner and like get each other candy and stuff, which, yes, like love candy as a gift.
Love candy as a gift, always.
But yes. I forgot they were dating, quite frankly. And Nellie shows up and she's spying on them and she sees Dan like slip his cell phone in his pocket of his jacket. Mm-hmm. And he spills the tea about Rufus and Lily's love child in the middle of Dylan's candy bar.
The middle of Dylan's, which I think, I don't actually know where that is, but it's a very popular place.
I always worry about this, though, that like I'm very paranoid. I'm always like, anywhere, same, I go, people are listening. And like, that's probably happened to me before and I didn't even know it.
Same. I am terrified.
I always look around.
Same. I will always look around, or I'm like, okay, I can't say anything until I get off the train. Like, yeah, because, yeah, I'm like someone, I think I told you, or maybe I didn't, but I ran into like six people I knew within 30 minutes of walking on Clark Street on the same day.
Terrifying.
And I was like, and that's why you never talk shit or reveal secrets in public, y'all. It's a good lesson. Good lesson. For us all.
Now, if my, mm-hmm, phone's listening to me, I'm totally screwed. But...
Well, goodbye. It was nice, yeah, knowing you.
Yeah. But then it's over for everyone and none of us are alone.
Everyone. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But amidst the commotion. Oh, because Vanessa is in such shock hearing about Rufus and Lily's baby that she drops her candy everywhere, makes a mess. And amidst the commotion,
yes,
Nellie steals Dan's phone, snatches it out of the pocket.
Honestly, so stealthy. It was incredible.
Very stealthy.
That was incredible. I was like, good for you,
Nellie. It was impressive. It was stressful to watch, but also impressive.
Agreed.
And Vanessa advises Dan to be the bigger person and not avoid, mm-hmm, Serena by going to Chuck's brunch. She's like, you should go. Stop avoiding her. Like, get your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next moment.
Oh my God.
We love to see.
Oh my God. We love to see. Teeny Serena and her minions are back. They're so cute. And I love, great for them. I was like, I love that they get this like recurring role. This is amazing. And I have to say, like, Penn Badgley's reaction was fucking incredible. Like,
so
funny. No. He was like, I'm not doing this again. No. Who are you? Get out of here. And they were like, and little S was like, why would you do it? Who are you cheating with? And I just like fucking died in matching plaid. Oh my God. I knew. I was like, what a gift to us. Thank
I know.
You,
and then one of the other girls is like, how could you let him do it, V? And Vanessa's like, you know who I am? And she's like a little bit flattered. And they're like, please, dating Nate Archibald after striking out with Dan Humphrey. Talk about failing upward. And I'm like, I love you.
I want to be friends with them.
I know, like, me too.
I want to babysit them. I'm so obsessed.
I know.
And I love that Dan's like, I'm not doing this again. I gotta go. And just leaves.
Dismisses them. And Vanessa's kind of like, what the fuck do I do?
And Nelly is just so fucking pleased with herself. Like, she's
so pleased.
Like, the Holy Grail has been.
I mean,
acquired.
She's on probation at this point. She's like, this is the thing that will draw me out of this abysmal position I'm in and will get the girls to be nice to me again. Like, I've just struck gold with this cell phone.
So good. So good. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, at Chuck's apartment, I think it was his apartment, right? Mm-hmm. Jack shows up and Jack is already there and Chuck shows up and is like, I made my decision. And Jack, he wants to take him out to celebrate, apparently. And I'm like, this is so suspect.
So sus.
And Chuck is like, I have dinner with Blair. And then Jack fucking gaslights him into doubting himself to take over the company, to spending time with Blair. He's like, come on, this isn't who Chuck should be. Your father had his most successful days when he was single. And I was like, shut the fuck up, Jack Black. I'm done with you, okay?
Shut
rickety
up.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Rock and roll.
Maybe Jack Black is a Gossip Girl.
Oh my God, I would love that.
Honestly, can you imagine? But yeah, he's like, and Jack's like, well, I invited a few friends. Guess I'll have to entertain them on my own.
Oh my God, three hot models.
Oh God. And you can tell that Chuck is intrigued. And I'm like, God damn it. Why?
I know. I'm like, enough. Enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then V shows up at the gallery where S is waiting. And S is like, I came here to see you. I'm on a rather pathetic mission. I'm boyfriend snooping. I don't know what else to do. Something is going on with Dan. And I thought I knew what it was, but I don't. I was wondering if he said anything to you. And Vanessa's like, no, he didn't. Sorry. And Vanessa's like being so awkward and she's clearly very uncomfortable. Things are just like tense.
Yes. Oh God. It's just like, it's not great. And then Vanessa texts Dan and is like, you need to tell her. Like, Serena has to know.
Oh my God. She literally goes, when are Lily and Rufus back? S needs to know about their child. It's not fair, with 3 exclamations. And I'm like, oh no, Dan doesn't have his phone.
Oh my God. The horror as the girls probably at One Oak are like, they see, you know, the phone light up and they're like, nice work, Nelly. At this rate, you'll be off probation by your second marriage. And then the text goes through. They also take her candy. I said, you're so fucking rude.
Uncalled for.
And they see the text from Vanessa and they read it. And P is like, actually, make that your first marriage. And I was like, y'all are so fucked up.
And Nellie's just like, cool. She just like smiles, like satisfied
best.
With herself.
I fucking love Nellie. Yeah, I know. She's the fucking best.
Sorry, speaking of stealing candy, can I just say the most underrated candy of all time?
Ooh, tell me.
Nerds Rope.
Okay, that's what I've heard. Also, guess who is a giant fan of Nerds Rope?
Who?
My husband, Jeff Kersey.
Oh my God. There is nothing more satisfying than just like yanking it and just getting like a mouthful of crunchy sweetness.
Nerds. I'm not like a huge like candy person.
Same.
Like, I'm like a chocolate gal.
Same.
But I fuck with Nerds so hard. They're so nostalgic for me. But I mean, yeah, I would go out on a limb and say I think Junior Mints are one of the most underrated candies of all time.
Wow. That's how you feel about Snow Caps.
I recently tried those for like the first time in my life. They were great.
A chocolate chip with sprinkles.
I'm sorry. I have bags of chocolate chips in my fridges.
So
my
do fridges. I.
I have multiple ones. Do you really? Mm-hmm. I eat them. That's my snack. That's like my chocolate snack.
Do you put it in like a little ramekin?
Yes.
I put it in like a tiny little ramekin.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Hannah.
Your birthday's on October 11th? We find out we're twins.
We're twins? Oh my God, can you imagine? Honestly, we should cosplay as them. That would be fucking amazing.
Be
if
so
you get
cute.
Like flipping bangs. Hold on, this is amazing. And then we're like in our closets, like calling each other.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Anne, I think I lost Anne.
Oh my God, that's what we should do when you go to Sonoma. Like you're in Napa Valley.
We should. Oh my God.
TikTok, timestamp. Okay, time great.
Stamp. TikTok, doing it.
Meanwhile, Blair?
Yes.
Hannah?
Devastating.
I'm crushed.
She's getting ready for this stunning candlelit dinner. She's setting the ambiance. She's dimming the lights. The candles are lit. She's in this like LBD floppy air quote that's glorified lingerie. And she looks fucking amazing.
I had questions about like the flower bird moment on the belt.
I agree. Yes.
But on, I could never in my wildest dreams.
Never.
Never have I, and never could I ever.
I could not. Really. Like, my boobs wouldn't even, there would be side boob. There would be, and not in like a sexy way, like in a boobs don't look good in this kind of way.
Yes, they're right. Oh, no, hip on hip. Like, no.
She looks amazing.
She looks incredible.
Chuck texts, working late. Sorry, next time, ... Vague, mysterious, rude.
Rude. Ugh, it's just gross. Cut to, accompanied by, I almost started singing this to the tune of Nobody Know, the TikTok trend. But it's like, oh, you know, you got to know. Oh, you know.
If I don't know the songs, I don't remember them. You're so good at remembering them.
No, but that same. And I usually make up a melody, but I do know that song. It's like, where you making fun of me? Wow. My horse. Fucking
so
crazy.
It's so good.
But it's only the middle register that's gone. Like, I've gotten back my upper end, but it's like the one I used to talk the most. So I sound like fucking Bruce Wayne, y'all.
I love it. Where is he?
Literally on Friday, I sounded like that. I was like, where can I find him? And I was like, am I Will Arnett? Hold on. Can I be Batman? Okay.
Oh, Gigi has that line.
Oh, wait, go. Yeah, it was a great aquatic pun. I didn't type it out. I said she had a killer aquatic pun and shots of Chuck just like drinking with women and Jack looking like a fucking, like Rear Window creep.
Totally. Yeah. The line was, careful, Bass. Now that you're a big fish, there are a lot more sharks in this pond.
Oh, love an aquatic pun.
We love an aquatic pun.
Best of all the puns. Also, speaking of aquatics, not Aqua the band, but I watched, I know, sad. I watched Luca, Pixar's new film, over the weekend, and it was a dream.
Did you cry?
Not barely once.
Wow. And okay, Pixar, scaling it back.
Yeah, it's really made. There was, I think it was Johnny Oleksinski, I think. Mm-hmm. He wrote a review in the New York Post that was like, Pixar finally makes a movie for kids and not sad sack adults. And I said, honestly, that's so real. And it was very much for kids. But I have to say, like, the fucking scenery, you'll die, set in Italy, the fucking pasta, the way they animate that food. I was like, Jeff, we're going to Italy next week. We're going. I can't. I won't hear anything else. But it was so beautiful. And I have to say, there was like a major queer narrative, and you can't tell me anything else. There was a like major Call Me By Your Name like energy. And I was like, this is queer. You can't tell me this isn't queer.
I love that.
And I love it. So
that's amazing. Yeah. I have to watch it.
It's cute. Anyway, sorry. Derail.
No, please. Never apologize. We love a sensible tangent. Lily and Chuck, waiting to hear back from their son's adoptive parents.
Lily and Rufus.
That is Lily and Rufus. That is a different. I wrote Lily and Chuck, and that is not.
And I said, wait, what?
You're like, soapy. That's an understatement. Lily and Rufus are waiting to hear back from their son's adoptive parents. And Rufus gets a call asking for Lily, and they hold hands while he waits to get the news. And it turns out that the parents said no. And Rufus is really disappointed. His bangs were out of hand in this episode. He looked kind of Muppet-esque at times.
It's like he would stop moving and the bangs would still go.
Yeah.
Like they were still, it was his own character. Yeah.
Yes. They had like a mind of their own. And it turns out that their son's parents don't want to meet and they don't want to be contacted ever. Never.
That was like very much like a place of Yzma, and I really appreciated it.
Is this my voice? Is this my voice?
She's so cute. I love her.
Iconic. I mean,
obsessed.
Earth to fucking kit, y'all.
Yeah, come on.
But But yeah, and then at brunch, S is in this weird black sweater, skirt, dress.
Unclear.
It honestly, excuse me, I burped. I got excited. It reminded me of something like I would have worn in 2008, like when I was working at Banana Republic, honestly. And
you know what a great outfit in this scene?
Who?
Isabel. She had this like phenomenal like pink like Cher Horowitz looking suit with I would say actually Amber from Clueless pink suit with like a silver pussy bow and a pink headband. I thought she looked so cute.
She tries
to take an eclair and Blair like grabs it out of her hand and like puts it back on the plate because they're reserved for Chuck.
Oh my God, I love that. Yeah, I honestly thought all the stepsisters looked really good in this scene. It was like very much from a place of Chanel. Again, loved that they were like suggestedly matching a la Destiny's Child in the early 2000s. It was really great. And B is in this tie neck blouse with like perfectly curled hair. And when we see the full outfit later, like when we're back at her house and you see those white go-go boots, I said, Hannah dies.
I die. I mean,
Stuart Weissman could never, truly. I was fucking gagged. And B tells her that Chuck canceled, or it tells Serena that Chuck canceled, and S isn't surprised. And B is like, listen, Chuck is taking this super seriously, and I'm really proud of him. Meanwhile, Dan and Jenny arrive. Dan is in this sad, like, brown, gray sweater.
So sad.
And Jenny was confusing in this, like, teeny tiny braid with this, like, mod 60s adjacent dress. What was happening?
What are we doing here?
Why are we even here? Why do we come to this brunch?
I'm uncomfortable at this brunch.
Same.
Blair then announces that Chuck is on the way, and they're all like, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. And Jack comes in alone, and everyone just awkwardly, like, stops singing.
Oh, my God. Kill me.
And then the evil stepsisters approach Blair while she's, like, talking to Jack. She's like, where is he? And Jack's like, well, I don't know. He's working upstairs. And the evil stepsisters are like, Blair, we are about to put a hit on Dan out on Gossip Girl. And she's like, why are you interrupting me to talk about Gossip Girl? And she's like, unbothered. She's like, whatever, put it out. I don't give a fuck about you guys. Dismisses them. And they're like, okay, fine. Like, sure. And they launch the missile of tea that they have on Dan and Serena to Gossip Girl.
I mean, yeah, it is just like tea bags overboard in the river. Like, it is a moment. It is a historical time. Mm-hmm. It's rough. It's rough.
And then Jack introduces Blair to the board of Bass Industries. And he's like, Blair, why don't you show them to Chuck, who's working hard upstairs? Floppy air quote, working hard upstairs.
Oh, God.
Working hard on what? Doing coke? I mean, what?
Oh, what? Yeah. I don't know why Blair was like not quite like suspicious of it. Yeah, I was so confused. So confused. And Eric tries to tell Jenny that he and Jonathan want to hang out without her. And Jenny, like, loses it. And I was like, you have no, why are you arguing? What argument is this?
She gets so defensive, like, right away. Yes. She's like, okay. And I love when Eric just goes, you're acting ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. I was like, yeah, she fucking is. And Dan is laying it on so thick at this brunch, and they're canoodling. And then the Gigi blast goes out. The room goes fucking silent. This is my worst nightmare. This is like literally, it literally makes me want to throw up. This is like an
ice cold chill up the spine.
Thank God we were not, like, we didn't have these social media platforms like when we were teenagers. Thank fucking God. And the room goes silent and everyone looks at them. And Gigi is like, at least Romeo and Juliet didn't share DNA. And then fucking cue the most sad, pathetic song you've ever heard with this. It's like, I imagine this guy in like thick rim glasses playing a teeny tiny, like, play school piano. And
yes,
like, you can only take some.
I made a note of the song too. It was so literal. It's literally just everyone looking at gas and it's like, you can only take so much.
And that's all
you can only take so much.
I know. And then it was like, until you can't. I was like, what?
Until you can.
I was like, did I write this?
That song should be the next TikTok trend, honestly. Can we start it?
Yes. Let's start it. We'll make it go viral.
I mean, like, it's like, I just picture us like having like small, small inconveniences happen. And then the song kicking in. Wait, like, a minute. You can only take so much until you can't.
I just pictured me at like Walgreens. And I'm like looking for a power bar. And I'm like, and every shelf is empty.
Empty. Can't find the one you like.
And I'm like, but there's plenty of like, you know, like things we were never able to get last year, like hand sanitizer.
Yeah. You can only take so much.
Oh, doo, doo, doo.
Until you can't.
I'm dead. Oh, God. What happens next?
I also liked, by the way, when Gossip Girl was like, hang on to your floppy cable knit hats, kids. Lonely Boy's secret it out. Secret is out. And this one is a doozy. And then she goes, at least Romeo and Juliet didn't share DNA.
I love.
Serena storms out. Meanwhile, Blair walks into Chuck's office with the board of Bass Industries, only to find Chuck doing drugs, super fucked up with girls in their underwear. And they're like, that's Chuck. The guy on the board of Bass Industries is like, that's Chuck Bass. And he goes, yeah. And who the hell are you? And he's like, Pete Holmberg. I'm on the board of Bass Industries. And Blair is so disappointed.
It was really sad. Yeah.
Really sad.
It was a shit show. And I loved that they were just like nondescript drugs, just some pills, maybe cocaine. Didn't see any cocaine, but maybe there's cocaine. Like, right. I was like, great. Okay, great.
It's like he's on everything.
He's on fucking
everything.
Everything you've ever dreamed. Meanwhile, S is like, and then it just goes to fucking hell. Like, S is like,
she's like, I need you to tell me this isn't true.
And Dan just like can't say really anything. And she's like,
you knew?
And I was like, K-N-E-A-U-X. Meanwhile, B grabs a glass of champagne, like ferociously grabs it. And I said, that's a mood. That's a vibe.
Totally.
Chuck comes into the room and tries to apologize to the board member. And he's like, I don't know what Bart was thinking. And B is like, how could you? Like, how could you fucking do this? And Chuck's like, I don't need your help. Stop trying to play the wife. And I was like, God damn.
Also, I'm like, dramatic much? You're like literally 18 years old. Like, chill.
Not even. Oh, yeah. I guess Blair's 18. Yeah. And they're like, right. I love like, I don't need you to be at my summer home in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Making me dinner. I'm like, okay, easy. Bass.
Also, it's like so funny. If we like look at like episodes of Laguna Beach, it's like an actual high schooler making their boyfriend dinner is like a shit show. It's like usually like undercooked chicken and like shitty pasta. But then Blair making Chuck dinner is like a caterer does it. And she's like lit candles and like dim the lights and like no parents are home. Like it's just like it's all so adult.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. I have started finally watching The Hills, the newest season, new beginning.
Oh, I need to get on it.
Hannah, you got to get on it. It's just so awful and good, and I have no idea what's happening. So
we love this brunch is such a shit show, honestly, though. I just kept noting like what a shit show of a brunch between Dan and Serena and then Chuck and Blair and Bass Industries and all that.
Oh my God. Dan tries to apologize and is like, listen, we should try and call them. Eric and Jenny come out and Dan's like, listen, let's just like wait, let's get all the facts. He's trying to reason with all of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did not envy his position. And then S, she was like, I just need time to process alone. A-L-E-A-U-X-N.
Alone. I like when Jenny goes, well, I guess it makes sense that we fight like siblings. And I'm like, too soon, little Jay.
Too soon, little Jay.
Way too soon.
Read the room, babe. Oh my God.
Rufus is not ready to leave Boston. He's like, I will not leave. Lily is like over it. She's like, he's like, well, I want to write a letter and I want to just like explain that I just want to meet him. And he's like, this works out well for you, Lily. You don't want to meet your son. And I'm like, you're being a dick. Like Lily has been through enough.
Such a dick.
She's like, I already missed the reading of the fucking will. I'm worried if we meet him, it'll basically like open this Pandora's box of shit. Like if it goes well, if it goes poorly, either way, it's going to make things really complicated. And she's hurt. She's tired. And then she sort of flippantly says she's still in love with him. Oh my God.
Gasp. Hannah. To which then he's like, the sidelighting like hits his face really hard. And he's like, Lily, I. And fucking plants went on her.
He takes her in his arms and he kisses her on the face.
Come here, Mrs. Vanderwoodson. Show me what you're good for. You know? Kill me. Don't listen. That wasn't real. But yeah, I'm like, he's like, you better tell me you love me again.
Yeah. Pa, 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 pa. I'm just like, I do love you, Rufus. Don't you know?
He's like, well, we better catch my private jet back to the city. And then we'll go back to the shore, meet up with the kids, do a little crabbing, and that'll be it.
Yeah. Smoke yeah, some cigars, you see, just like in the good old days.
Don't make me think about the good old days. Don't make me go back there, Rufus. You're, honestly, wait, also on the Patreon, we could do, this is what we should do. We will do like 1940s script readings of the scripts.
Deceased.
Okay, well, timestamp. Coffee.
Our Patreon, listen, we have a small but mighty audience. I really think they could be excited about it. Guys, please let us know what you think.
Please let us know, because I'm pretty dead set. Like, my heart is now set on this. So.
Yeah, yeah, we're invested now. Mm-hmm. Cut to post-sex. Rufus and Lily are cuddling in bed, reminiscing, kissing, snuggling. Then Rufus gets a call. Also, Rufus has some abs that I was not expecting.
Same. I said, daddy.
Yeah, I was like okay. I was expecting more of a dad bod. I'm not going to lie. And nothing against dad bods. I love them.
No. It's a great. I love them.
Okay. But he was cut like a Julian salad.
Right. You're killing me. Oh my God. Meanwhile, Chuck stalks in and finds Jack, like literally walking like, it's like a giant cat. Like, he's yes. like all fucking shoulders. And I'm just like, what is again, not a visual medium, but you guys get it. Hannah, just
I'm making a face when I do it too.
Oh my God, Dad. And he's like, you're my only family now. How could you do this to me? And I did really feel bad for Chuck. Like,
I did too.
Jack fucking set him up.
I know. And like, through his mouthful of French toast, Jack's like, you did it to yourself. Apparently I was right. You aren't ready.
And then he like has his pipe. He's like, hold on, get her on the horn. But I got to go down and pick up the car.
Yeah.
He's like, I told you, don't publish that newspaper until I give you the okay. Hey, Marty, believe me. Fuck you. Yeah, and what does he say? Oh, he tells him, he's like, basically, Jack is pissed. Jack Black is pissed because his brother put him on the other side of the world. He was running the company in Australia, mm-hmm. and he was like, and he gave everything to a teenager, and that's fun. I like
that. So insulting. Out. Someone telling yeah. you that through a mouthful of like pancakes. Like, how it's, dare you how swallow your food and then say something mean?
Yeah, right. Don't add insult to injury, okay?
Yeah.
Jesus. And he's like, but there is a morality clause and the board can replace you. He can replace you with your legal guardian, which happens to be me. And I already talked to the board and I'm in charge now. Are you fucking kidding me? The audacity.
Yeah.
I mean, the usurpation of the throne. Are you fucking kidding me?
Bullshit.
What a jackass. Literally. He's terrible.
Yeah, no pun intended. Then Lily and Chuck are at a chic as fuck cafe waiting to meet yes. their son's adoptive dad. Oh, yeah, because he had said on the phone, like, I want to meet you. My wife won't let me. So this is like yes. on the sneak, but I will meet you.
On the sneak. Yeah.
So this sensible professorial looking man comes in with a messenger bag. Dark brown leather messenger bag.
Honestly, a full place of James Potter. I said, oh, so Harry Potter's dad yes. was the adopted father. Good
circles
to know.
Become circles. Yes.
Yes.
He's
squares
like
become squares.
Squares become squares. Triangles, rhombuses become rhombuses.
Okay. Do you know how long it's been since I heard someone say the word rhombus?
Rhombus. Anyway, I know. At least probably word. Since like high school.
Yeah, great word.
Mm-hmm, and
so
he's
two
like,
years ago.
So 2 years ago, okay. Okay. He's like, I have something to tell you. I'm like, okay, ominous much?
Yeah, James Potter, Jesus Christ. Get on with it, okay, yeah. You wizard. Eric finds Serena sitting on her floor like a cool kid. I just said, that's a cool kid move to not sit on your bed. You just sit on your like beautifully lush carpeted floor.
She can't be bothered.
Yeah. And S is mad and very
sad.
And Eric is like, this has grandma written all over it. And I was like, yes, it does. And mm-hmm. Eric's like, he's like, are you and Dan going to be okay? And she says,
I don't know.
And she was like,
that's a little more hillbilly than I can handle.
And Yoda Eric, God, my voice. And Yoda Eric is like, he just implores her not to push Dan away because they're going through the same thing. And I was like, fucking Eric knows every time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He gets it.
He's amazing.
Then Dan shows up at the gallery to look for Vanessa, but instead he finds Nate and yes. she and Nate are about to head out for their 14-day anniversary.
Yeah.
And Nate tries to be supportive and because he knows what it's like to be painfully exposed by Gigi.
Yes. Oh
he insists, God. Though, that through it all, he found out who his real friends were, Dan included.
Oh my God, that was really sweet.
I know. And then he apologizes about the Jenny thing and Dan leaves to go check on Jay and asks Nate to tell V that he came by.
Oh my God.
A tender moment.
A tender moment. Can you take us through what happens next in Boston?
Oh my God. The soapiness of it all.
It was shocking to say the least. Okay.
I literally was like, oh. So Rufus and Lily are at breakfast, Chic as Fuck Cafe. They find out that their son, Andrew, got caught in a riptide and died last year. I wrote in all caps, how fucking sad.
So sad.
Then James Potter gives them a truly tragic newspaper clipping about Andrew dying in the riptide just to like prove it. He's like, no. He's like for sure dead. Like your son is dead. And then Lily asks, she's like, I just want to know, like, was he happy? I fully cried in this moment.
Same. This was really, really well acted. And it was so fucking sad.
And James Potter's like very happy. He always had a smile on his face from the beginning. I mean, I was fucking wrecked. I was like, this is heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking. Yeah, it was so sad and also so fucking dramatic. I was like, what? I totally like fully forgot this happened.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Chuck shows up with peonies. I said, oh, that is the way into my bed. If you bring peonies, totally. It's over for you, hoes. And then I said, oh, my God, Blair's boots screaming.
Yes. But
she's like, it's too late. Like, I can't watch you self-destruct. You're the only one who doesn't believe in you. And all I wanted to do was be there. And she's like so fucking simple. Doesn't put anything on. Just like so mm-hmm. fucking direct. So subtle. So fucking beautiful. Beautiful work from Leighton Meester.
Yes.
And then Chuck pleads with her. And she's like, I'm sorry, but I'm done. And honestly, I love to see it, but like, I hate to see it because I'm being gaslit into wanting to see it. Okay.
I know.
She tosses the peonies in the elevator. They were beautiful flowers.
Beautiful awesome. Flowers. Toss them at his feet like they smell bad. She's like, I don't fucking want them.
Damn.
I get it. She's been through it.
I get like, it. Yeah.
She's at her wit's end.
Done. Yeah, yeah. She's fucking done. Mm-hmm.
At the Humphrey Loft, Jenny and Dan are in the kitchen. Jay is making a PB&J. And Dan hasn't talked to Serena. Jenny's like, you want to like play Boggle or watch Showgirls? And Dan claims he can't sit through Showgirls again. And I'm like, poor taste, Dan, because Showgirls is everything. But also, I wouldn't want to watch Showgirls with my brother.
Yeah, same.
A little weird.
That'd be so weird. Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then there's a knock at the door and it's Eric and Serena.
And Dan's like, yeah, I mean, honestly, yeah. Dan's like, then they start talking. Dan and S start talking and he's like, what does this mean for us? And S is like, no matter what, I still want to be with you. And S is like, there must be a precedent for this, right? And Dan is like, I mean, probably Toni Morrison or a Russian writer. And S is like, or maybe Clueless. And I was like, honestly, that was a great reference.
I wrote that too. I was like, that's actually accurate.
Sorry, my S is all over the place. She doesn't sit right in my voice right now.
No, your S is great.
Damn it.
It's great.
And then Jenny and Eric apologize and make sandwiches. And I said, oh, I want to apologize to someone and make them a sandwich.
I know, right? Then Chuck rips off his tie. Intense music plays.
Oh, God.
Then please take us through this next moment at the Chic as Fuck Cafe.
We're at the Chic as Fuck Cafe. CIFC. And we're at the CIFC. And it is in Boston. The adoptive mother of Lily and Rufus's son shows up and she's like, I don't feel good about this. Like, I don't feel good about lying to them. It comes out that they lied about their kid being dead because I think their other child actually was that kid who died. But Lily and Rufus's kid is alive.
So fucked up. The husband's like, they won't be back. I'm like, this is like diabolical.
This is Shakespearean shit. Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Like you could have just ignored them instead of using your dead son as a prop to get them to fuck off. But, it you know, to each their own, I guess.
I know. Jesus Christ. We cut to Lily and Rufus outside the loft and Rufus dramatically puts the keys in the door. And Lily's like, maybe we were never meant to be a family. And he opens the door. All the kids are there and then they hold hands. It's so tender. And Gossip Girl gives us, but every once in a while, the fates smile upon you and you get everything you need. XOXO, Gossip Girl. Hannah, I'm like breathless. The last like 10 minutes of this episode, I was like,
a truly wild ride.
Just like typing ferociously.
Yes.
Insane, Han.
I also want to let you know that, you know how I accidentally wrote Lillian Chuck's child? My last note was Lillian Dan arrive home.
Okay. Wait, is that what I said? Because I think I know.
No, you
that
didn't.
At some point
no,
too.
You said okay. Rufus.
Okay. Lillian Dan. Listen, circles become circles, guys. All right.
Rhombuses
all right.
Become rhombuses.
Rhombuses rhombi. Become rhombi. All right. Rhombi. Oh that's God. Like a good name for like
a celebrity a shoe. Baby.
Yeah. Y'all, we're unhinged and I'm always fucking here for it. Okay.
Ugh, what a blast.
What a great sode. I mean, again, things have picked up these last couple of apps. I'm like the drama, high stakes, the drama, the comedy. I'm here for it all, baby.
Me too.
And Hannah, let's see, how many weeks from Thursday? 2 weeks from Thursday. I know this will come out, you know, after that. So
yeah, by the time we pre-record, you all know.
Yeah, by the time this episode comes out, it'll be a week and a half until the first episode of the reboot.
Dying, dead, deceased.
Dying, dead, deceased. Also, it's my mother's birthday. It's iconic.
Oh my God, July 8th?
Yes, July 8th, baby.
Happy birthday, May, almost.
Happy birthday, May. And then Black Widow comes out the next day. Gagged. What a
big week.
Big week. 4th of July. Don't really care. But really mm-hmm. care about everything else. Mm-hmm,
me
mm-hmm,
too. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Wow. Han, what a ride. What a ride. Would you tell our amazing listeners where they can find you?
T, I would be honored to do so. Amazing listeners, y'all can follow me at Hannah A. Brown on Instagram and Twitter. Hannah A. Brown 0 on the TikTokies. And if you're loving the podcast, please head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a rating and a review because we love them. Thank you. T, where can our amazing listeners find you?
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, H. Also, you like kind of had a cadence that reminded me of a Jungle Cruise skipper and I was living.
Thank you. I feel like I'd be good at that job.
But you would crush at that job. Y'all can find me at Tyler McMeredith or at big.disney.energy on Instagram, or you can find me at Tyler McMeredith on TikTok. Thank you so much again for your ratings and reviews. We hope you loved the reboot recap of the trailer. Mm-hmm. We are so fucking pumped to bring the reboot to y'all. We cannot wait. We cannot wait. Can't wait. Well,
we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
On You Know You Must. Nailed it. XOXO.
Wow. You know you love us.